Elliot Freeman, joins us on every week here on the program with Walker Rintoul, Sportsnet 650. He joins us now. We are talking Whitecaps. We will talk about the Vancouver Canucks, who return from a road trip with a couple of tough starts in there at 4-1. Welcome to the show, Elliot. Have the Canucks...
Are there any other teams in MLS besides Toronto FC?
there's no teams in any sport, in any league outside of Toronto. Actually, so that Austin Matthews back check, could we settle down on the Austin Matthews back check tweets? Is he not supposed to do that?
Well, Walker, you have become a true West Coast transplant.
You know what? You got, and I was in the West.
3 months ago, you would be waxing poetic.
No, I would not. That's a lie.
The rest of them.
That's a lie,
Rintoul,
and you know it.
You know the truth.
No.
You know the truth, Rintoul.
I was a Western guy in Toronto, and now I'm a Western guy back out West. And when you, put it this way, you search for, like, Canucks news, and then what I'm seeing on Twitter is Austin Matthews back-checking like a normal human being. That was the moment for me that things officially went crazy for the Leafs hype.
What? Chris Johnson just handed me an Instagram picture of yourself. What is this in a Whitecaps jersey?
I'm a Whitecaps fan.
He's a supporter.
I'm a supporter.
Well, you know what they
why
say,
is,
Andrew,
why is Chris
be
Johnson
being an athletic?
Why
supporter?
Is he handing you pictures of me? That's what I want to know.
He's got them all over his locker, like at school.
I didn't realize that you had a production assistant for an interview as well as a broadcast.
Yeah, that's right. I'll tell him you called him that. So Rintoul just said he didn't realize I had a production assistant for a radio interview. Chris likes that one. That's a good one.
Canucks go 4-1 on the road trip. It's early. It's early for every team, yeah. Vegas included. That said, I think some people probably had the worry after losing three at home that this Canucks team could be they could be Arizona is right now after this road trip, and all of a sudden,
yep,
they have the best road record in the West. What are you seeing from this team that makes you go, hmm?
Well, they play hard. There's no question about that. And I know that, you know, for all the critique that fans out there had about Willie Desjardins last year, I thought they played pretty hard too. And, you know, I think – The one thing I really like about Travis, and I'm a big fan of Travis's, is, and it's kind of the same thing that Mike Babcock does in Toronto. I've seen lots of coaches come to Toronto and be intimidated by the market, whether it's they try to be softer than they really are, they try not to get into fights with the media, or they're afraid to dictate terms with the media. You know, Babcock's got his $50 million in Toronto, so he doesn't have to be afraid of anyone. But I think Travis is a first-year head coach out there. He has made it very clear that he is the boss. And he has got a plan, and no matter what you think, he is going to go ahead with his plan. And I think players respect that. I think they like it. And I think he keeps it pretty simple. And I do think that's made a big difference in that group early on.
And Elliot, would you say that is the overriding theme, not only for the young players that everybody out here wants to see, but also for veterans, most specifically the Sedins, who are they are getting quality from in terms of ice time, but not quantity?
Well, you know, I think that the what players like, Scott, is tell them the truth. Whether they like it or not, at least be honest with them. And I think what he went to the Twins and said, guys, it's going to be different this year. And I'm sure he went to Vertanen and Besser and said, guys, it's going to be a certain way this year. And, you know, there's no doubt in my mind he went to Derek Dorsett and said, Derek, I'm going to give you an opportunity this year, and we're going to see how you're going to run with it. And I think players notice when a coach is honest or when a coach is full of it. And I get the sense that these guys are looking at it and saying he's living up to everything he said that he was going to do so far. I think players play for coaches like that. And I get the sense that that's a group that is playing because they see the opportunities are there if you play. Now, I think that, you know, some of the things I worry about, the injuries piling up with some of your guys, I think that's going to make it difficult. But I have seen lots of situations where a team goes on a road trip early in the year, really guts its way through it like you guys did. And I think it can do a lot of good for teams.
Elliot Friedman of Hockey Night in Canada joining the program with Walker and Rintoul. Edmonton gets a point out of Pittsburgh, but it's been a dismal start overall. Do you see a team ready to break out of a slump?
I thought they were better last night. I think they're too slow, Scott. I really do. A couple of teams who played them in the preseason, it was funny. Like, one guy was actually laughing as he said it to me, is that he said that, take McDavid out, and he realized how stupid it was to say that, and they're really, really slow. And we're seeing that right now. McDavid's the fastest player in the league, but after that, they're really slow. And I think that they are going to look for speed. I think they're going to try to find some players around the league that have some hop to them because they need guys fast enough to play with McDavid.
Good news for Kyler Yamamoto. They have to keep him, don't they?
I think you do now. But I think the other thing too, Andrew, now is that teams are not scared of the nine games. They really aren't. I know it's a benchmark and we all talk about it. But I don't think they're scared about the nine games. The bigger one is being on the roster for 40, because that's when you accrue a year towards free agency and salary arbitration.
Right.
I think there are teams also out there who, and as some agents have told me this is true, if you keep a guy through nine and you send him down before 40, it probably takes down your numbers too, so that if you do have to do a contract after 3 years, unless they really bust out, their comparables aren't as high. So they do see team-supported reasons for doing it this particular way.
Elliot Friedman joins us in the program with Walker and Rintoul. I was telling, I know this might sound weird, I was telling Scott last night, I'm uncomfortable with Vegas being 7-1, right? Sports is supposed to sometimes make sense, and I told you about that Survivor pool. Well, I'm out of it now because I took Chicago to beat Vegas last night, of course.
Oh, really? First of all, that is the worst bet ever, considering Chicago was in Vegas for 3 days.
Is that factoring in a little bit here? Crazy?
I think it kind of has to, right?
Well, you remember back in the day when the Raptors were so lousy.
I was actually making this point to someone today. When the Raptors first showed up in the NBA, obviously the same time as the Grizzlies did, that's when the NBA players started calling Toronto White Vegas. And they realized what kind of a nightlife it had. And you're right, like, they would play Sunday afternoon games and they would kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, you're right. It's totally, but I mean, Vegas is Vegas, but I think Chicago was just there for 3 days. Andrew, you're a reporter at some level. You've got to find this stuff out.
I don't know.
You don't base your whole pool on a team that's in Vegas for 3 days.
I was down to my last strike anyway. Like, whatever.
The amount of money you could make simply by betting the opposite of what he bets in his Survivor pool, Elliot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was four weeks and I three strikes and you're out. I'm out in week four. It's ridiculous. Anyway,
by the way, just one thing about Vegas. I think they've given Shipachov. Never mind. They've given Shipachov permission to look for a trade.
Interesting. They gave him a lot of money.
Yeah, 2 years at $4.5 million, and maybe they'll have to keep some. But I think they've given his agent permission to look around and see what's out there.
So what's the fit there? Who's looking for Shipachov?
Well, I think the tough thing is it's going to come down to what you're willing to do, like what Vegas might be willing to do, if anything. But I mean, the one thing is there are teams looking for centers. I mean, the Rangers would be a team looking for a center, but that second year is probably a bigger question than the numbers.
Montreal probably looking for some offense too.
Yeah. And Montreal was in on the Shipachov, that's for sure.
The Kings, Elliot, 7-1-1 to start. What's been the biggest difference for LA here early in the season?
I think they're just being more aggressive. I think some players look like they're back. Kopitar was not Kopitar last year. He really looks back. The Kempe kid really looks like he's going to be a player. I mean, every team that plays him is like, wow, he's fast. But, you know, one of the things that their opponents are talking about is they're really activating their D, you know. And not just when they have the puck, but also when they don't have the puck. They're letting them come up ice a long way. So I just think they're being more aggressive. They've done a lot of work in trying to improve the way they attack teams. And I think Kopitar being healthy and Brown looks like a new man. I just think some guys who weren't themselves last year have been a lot better.
He is Elliot Friedman. He joins us on the program. Walker Rintoul. We'll let you go. Just one more thing on Vegas. Them being 7-1.
Yes.
What does it say about? Does it give a commentary to where the NHL is, that they have the ability to go 7-1?
You know, I think that if you get goaltending, you have a chance, and it's amazing considering they're basically five goalies in. You know, Fleury hurt, Subban hurt, Pickard gone, and now they got the two kids there, Dansk and Legacy. But you know what? I'll tell you what it tells me is that Gerard Gallant's a hell of a coach.
Yeah, that too.
Because they play smart. You know, they protect their goalie. And I think the other thing is that, you know, if you look at expansion drafts years past, the NHL made sure they gave him some talent. Like, that Tuck is a player. You know, Marchessault, he scored a beautiful goal last night. You know, he's a player. They got a lot of D who can play in the NHL. But I think that, you know, they've done a great job coaching, and the league makes sure they got some talent, and they're riding the wave early. I mean, it's fine. Like, every game we're like, oh, this is a new record, best expansion start in sports history. And, you know, I hope it continues for a while because it's a good story. People are interested in it.
Well, hopefully you get to see some awesome back checks tonight, and I know they'll make the highlights. Absolutely, they'll make the highlights in every city.
Don't be jealous, Walker. It doesn't.
I'm not.
You, okay?
I'm not. I'm happy. Hey, thank you. We make
good luck to the Whitecaps. Okay?
Yeah, good luck. Thank you.
Thanks, Elliot.
All right, take care, guys.
Elliot Friedman, Hockey Night in Canada, and 31 Thoughts, the latest edition, dropped yesterday on Sportsnet.ca.